Let's take a few moments today to reflect on our spiritual heritage, our ancestors in faith, how it is that our Christian DNA came to be. We might begin with Mary, who receives an overshadowing of the Most High, who is called to give birth to the Lord. We might think then about those Persian magi who journey hundreds of miles to seek out one who has been born, who will be king of the Jews, and to fall at his feet. And of course, we should remember John the Baptist, who realized that he wasn't worthy to even carry Jesus' sandals, but who wanted to fulfill all righteousness and received Jesus into his life, into his ministry, and experienced the power of the Lord, who baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. Then we might think about the fishermen who left their nets and their lives behind to follow him and then allowed him to be master of their lives. There stretches then an array of pretty ordinary people, mostly at the end of their ropes, who allowed Jesus to enter and transform their lives. The hopelessly diseased leper, the centurion, a pagan with a sick servant, who asked Jesus to heal him. Friends who will stop at nothing to get their paralyzed friend in front of Jesus so that he can touch and heal him. And then there's Matthew, a traitor to the Jews because he was a tax collector for the Roman IRS. There was a deaf mute. There was a man possessed by a legion of demons. There were the poor, the possessed, the children, and of course, sinners all of every variety. They came to Jesus and made him the center of their lives. No wonder Paul later would write to the church at Corinth, who had continued in this lineage, also part of our spiritual DNA, that they should consider their call. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish to shame the wise. God chose what is weak to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. These are our spiritual ancestors. These are the ones who allowed themselves, once close to the Lord, to be changed, transformed, and blessed by him.